The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford.
Today, we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about three banks.
Three banks worth more than $500 billion in assets were wiped out in early 2023, and it was starting to look like a major banking crisis was brewing. Silicon Valley Bank was the first to fall. The bank collapsed on March 10th with $209 billion in assets in trouble. Then Signature Bank went under 2 days later on March 12th, this one with $110 billion in assets. 2 months after that, First Republic Bank failed with another $232.9 billion in assets. The three banks combined had roughly $552 billion in assets. That's more than the total bank assets wiped out during the 2008 financial crisis. Many folks feared it was the start of a bigger crisis that could tip the U.S. into a recession, one that most economists had been calling for since mid-2022. A headline from the New York Times on May 4th read, "Yes, you should be worried about a potential bank crisis." But a wider banking crisis never showed up, and neither did a recession.
Well, some people would disagree and say we've been in a recession. But if not, what do you think that was?
Well, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation and the Federal Reserve quickly stepped in to stop the bleeding, and the financial sector went back to business as usual. Big banks like Wells Fargo and JP Morgan Chase even beat second quarter earnings estimates, and they're still doing fairly well today. The market brushed off the March crisis like it was old news. Financial stocks ripped higher following the crisis, and then the sector broke out to new 52-week highs in December. Folks, that is not a market calling for more banking turmoil or a recession. It is a market pointing to an uptrend. However, plenty of investors are not convinced. Here's a December 30th headline from CNN. "The worst of inflation could be behind us. A recession may not be. Recession fears are keeping investors out of the financial sector despite great valuations, when financial stocks are cheap, hated, and in an uptrend."
So let's take a closer look at the fears of a looming recession and what they mean for banks going forward.
In October 2022, Bloomberg analysts forecast a 100% chance of a recession happening in 12 months. By December, more than 70% of economists were expecting a recession in 2023, and the three bank failures looked to be the events to set one off. But the year ended without a banking crisis or recession. Today, the unemployment rate is a measly 3.7%, and consumers are going out and spending big. Black Friday sales brought in a record $9.8 billion in 2023. That's up 7.5% from 2022. Since two-thirds of U.S. economic output comes from the consumer, it doesn't feel like a recession is here. The economy will remain strong as long as people have extra money to spend. Of course, that can all change. Folks will stop spending if they lose their jobs and unemployment goes up. That could always happen, no matter how good things seem today. Rising unemployment and decreased spending would spell trouble for banks. But here's the thing. Is a recession coming? Is the wrong question to ask.
But the alarm bells have been sounding for well over a year. So what is the question to ask then?
Well, the better question to ask is, are banks ready for a recession? Right now, the answer is a resounding yes. And we can see this in a couple of ways. The first is the Fed's annual stress test. In 2023, the Fed chose 23 big banks to go through a severe global recession scenario. That included the unemployment rate rising 6.8 percentage points, commercial real estate prices dropping 40%, and a global market shock. The goal of the test is to see if banks can maintain a capital ratio higher than 4.5% during a major recession. The capital ratio is how much cash a bank has relative to the bank's absolute level of risk. The higher the ratio, the less likely the bank will fail. Also, the Fed looks for whether banks can still make new loans in a harsh economic environment. As for the results, all 23 banks passed the test. So not only are the large banks ready to handle a recession, but they're also prepared for a severe one. But this isn't the only sign that banks can handle tough times. Big banks increased their net income margins in 2023 as well.
So more your profit is making it to the bottom line?
Yes. Take Wells Fargo and JP Morgan, for example. In 2022, Wells Fargo had a net income margin of 16.4%, and JP Morgan's was 28.4%. Through the third quarter of 2023, their margins were 20.9% and 32.8%, respectively. In other words, business is getting stronger, not weaker. They're also setting money aside in case tough times do show up. The allowance for defaults on loans and leases proves it. Wells Fargo increased its allowance by $949 million last year, and JP Morgan has $1.1 billion squirreled away for potential losses on loans. In short, banks are ready for the boogeyman if it comes. It's not going to catch them by surprise. What's more, the market is also shrugging off recession warnings for the banking sector. It's looking past whether a recession is coming and focusing on how banks are prepared for one to happen.
If people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at BradfordFinancialCenter.com or call 515-532-6661 or toll free at 1-800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Statements of future expectations and other forward-looking statements are based on current market and economic conditions and assumptions and involve uncertainties that could cause actual results, performance, or events to substantially differ from those expressed or implied. Keep in mind that all investing involves risk, and there's no guarantee that any strategy will be successful. References to specific companies are purely informational.